Arrests for gun crimes in New York are at a 28-year high. A racially motivated shooting in the city of Buffalo recently left 10 people dead. And now, gun control activists say the violence is only going to get worse. The Supreme Court has ruled New York's law requiring anyone who wants to carry a concealed handgun show what's known as proper cause is unconstitutional. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the 63-page decision. He says the Constitution protects an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside the home. The decision was based on a case brought by the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association.
Criminals are the ones that are causing the crimes in the cities, not legal gun owners, not lawful people.
It's a decision New York's elected officials were bracing for, and they didn't hold back their criticism at the court's decision.
This decision isn't just reckless, it's reprehensible. It's not what New Yorkers want. And we should have the right of determination of what we want to do in terms of our gun laws in our state.
This keeps me up at night.
New York's mayor says it will set back efforts to rein in gun crime and gun deaths. Former police officer Kirk Burkhalter agrees.
The impact will be more guns on the streets of New York, and I am of the opinion that does not make a city this populous safer. And here's why. Even trained law enforcement officers, trained military personnel, quite often don't hit what they aim at. And we see this all the time throughout the country, right? Innocent bystanders, children, the elderly, and so forth, that are struck by stray bullets who are unintended targets.
The ruling comes in the wake of high-profile mass shootings at a time when polls show the majority of Americans prefer stricter gun control laws. The decision will impact not only New York, but other states with similar restrictions, including Connecticut, Massachusetts, and California. The ruling is a setback for gun control advocates who've advanced legislation to tighten gun laws at the state and federal level. They point out more than half of all gun deaths in the U.S. are suicides.
As a state, our numbers are some of the best in the country. We have some of the lowest numbers of gun deaths from suicide, from domestic violence. States need to be able to make laws that protect their communities. New York is not like Montana.
They're worried that is about to change, even as New York officials promise to pass new legislation to restrict guns in sensitive locations that will satisfy the courts and keep their citizens safe. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.
Well, let's speak now to Richard Painter, who is a law professor at the University of Minnesota, also served as the chief White House ethics lawyer during the George W. Bush administration, joins us now from Minneapolis. Mr. Painter, welcome to the program. What are your thoughts about this ruling, first of all?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the Second Amendment, and indeed, I would strongly defend the Second Amendment. The question is how we interpret the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment begins with the phrase, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the preservation of free state. Then goes on to say that the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. And I would agree that there is an individual right to bear arms, but that word well-regulated at the beginning of the Second Amendment is now being read out of the Second Amendment by the court. If they are telling
Mr. Painter,
of a handgun.
Sorry, your pitch just froze there for a second. We'll keep going, and hopefully the signal will be maintained. We do appreciate your views on this. How long have the Supreme Court been looking at this particular application of the law?
Well, since the Heller case, they've been looking at a gun, that was several decades ago, at gun regulations. And what the limits are of acceptable regulation. But the Heller case involved a flat-out prohibition on even ownership of a handgun. Here, it's about concealed carry in New York City. And we just can't have people running around our major cities with a handgun. If that's a constitutional right, was a constitutional right to take a handgun onto a university campus? We've had shootouts on frat row at the University of Minnesota. We're desperately calling for more police officers to deal with that. But should people be allowed to bring a concealed weapon onto our campus? How about onto an airplane? Is that now going to be a constitutional right? Would people board an airplane in the United States to carry a concealed weapon? How far is this going to go? And I believe the court is being very unreasonable here, not allowing the states to impose regulations that are reasonable when the Second Amendment itself refers to a well-regulated militia.
And constitutionally, where can proponents of greater gun control go now to try and get what they want?
Well, I'm hoping that this court will stop here at least and not go further. I mean, as I say, could we have future cases where students and staff are suing for the right to bring a concealed weapon onto the campus of the University of Minnesota to deal with our escalating gun violence? Will there be a right, a constitutional right to take a gun on an airplane? I mean, how far is this going to go before the Supreme Court realizes that they have infringed upon the right of the states to regulate firearms? And that term, phrase regulation, a well-regulated militia, is right there in the Second Amendment. So the problem is not the Second Amendment. The problem is how it's being interpreted. And this has nothing to do with the intent of the framers of our Constitution.
Fascinating to get your perspective, Richard Painter. Do appreciate that. Thanks very much indeed. That's Richard Painter, law professor at the University of Minnesota. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.